Today is January the 10th, 2022. It's Monday. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising God using the Word of God. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and awesome God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh Lord, we call you Abba. That's so beautiful. You are the commander-in-chief and the deliverer of our souls. You're exalted and faithful, the God of glory and greatness. You're the Holy Spirit, Emmanuel and Jesus. You're the key to everything we need. You are the living water and the man of sorrows, the name above all names, and the one true living God, our provider, and the Lord who is quick to hear us, our Redeemer, and the salvation of all who believe. Oh Lord, you are the trusted one, ubiquitously ours, and the God of greater value than anything in the universe. Oh Lord, you're our wonderful counselor and extraordinary in your ways. You're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God of Zion. Lord, blessed be your name. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for your tenderness. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you for new days. For each day, there's new mercies. Praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you for Mondays. They're hard. They're hard to get back in the swing, but thank you for rest. Lord, I pray that the teachers and children and paraprofessionals and administrators had rest, particularly in you this weekend. And your ambassadors are filled with great words from their pastors. And we praise you, Lord, that you can help us to put into action those things that you've placed on our hearts, that we may bless others today. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of us. Help us to do the same. Oh, Lord, God of the universe, we praise you and thank you through the most holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. Each day we read a different promise. We pray that promise. And I even read a little note that I wrote to you about it. So let us begin. Our promise today comes from Galatians 4. The Word of God, Galatians 4, verses 6 and 7. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. The Word of God, Galatians 4, verses 6 to 7. Oh, praise God for his incredible promises. I'm looking at a verse card that I made for you with a really deep orangey sunrise that draws you right into his creative abilities. You can share these cards, my friends, and they are found in our app. You just look up Christian Educators in the App Store, and we have a free app. It's pretty cool. And now let us pray this incredible promise. Dearest Abba Father, we run to you like the prodigal son. We are not worthy to be in your presence, yet you welcome us with open arms. Thank you, Lord, for calling us your son, your daughter. Oh, because your son saved us from sin, we are no longer slaves to sin. Instead, we are now children of the King. Wow! We pray for that day when our students will have the eyes to see that they too are yours, that they too are now your children through Jesus Christ our Lord. We desire that day when our colleagues, who know you not, will bow in awesome wonder at your loving fatherhood over them, and that they too will call you Abba. What a gift, Lord. You be honored today. We pray in the loving name of Jesus. Amen. And I also wrote you a little note about this promise that I would love to read to you. Have you ever seen the picture of John, President Kennedy's son, hiding under his desk in the Oval Office. No matter what is going on, his young son had access to crawl up into his father's lap. Our God, our Father, is so much more generous, loving, and tender-hearted than any human father. We can crawl right up into his lap anytime we need his comfort, advice, or love. When we accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, we were adopted into the family and can call him Abba, Father. We are now an heir of the promise. Oh, may you call on Abba today for all the needs of your school community. Now, friends, we have said the promise, we have prayed the promise, and we've even chatted a bit about the promise. Now let's praise the Lord using his word. From Psalm 146, verse 2, it says, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. That's Psalm 146, verse 2. Praise God for your faithfulness, my friends, in praising him each and every day. Now, there's two things we always do on Around the Word in 180 Days, and that is to tell of our 1:16 p.m. prayer prompt and to be able to read our daily devotionals. They are offered by Christian educators each school day. Today, we're going to be praying at 1:16 p.m. for students who are hurting, that we may be a comfort to them. I know that's not always easy, and I know you don't even know when kids are hurting sometimes, but today, let's pray that God gives us an opportunity to be a comforter like he is to us. And so, my friends, we pray at that crazy time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. There's no need to bow your head. There's no need to close your eyes. It's a momentary prayer. It doesn't have to be the prompt either. Just pray and smile and know that you serve the loving Abba. And you don't do it alone. You have hundreds of teachers and paraprofessionals and administrators that are praying with you. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Don't forget that alarm. Now it's time to read our daily devotional. These devotionals are offered each day, each school day, that is, at Christian Educators. You can find them at ceai.org under resources. Today's devotional is written by Shirley Wilson. She calls it a delight. The prayer. Lord, let us be a light and a blessing in our schools and be gentle with all. Thank you. Amen. Shirley chose two scriptures. The first one is Philippians 4, verse 5, which says, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And the second one is Proverbs 20, verse 11. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Joey had the most winning smile. Not only that, he had the sweetest disposition and easily became a favorite with teachers. Joey lived with juvenile diabetes and had to live his young life far differently than his classmates. I often greeted him as he walked by my classroom door mornings and afternoons on his way to the nurse's office. A few times when I visited his classroom, Joey sat eating a snack and the other children politely told me that he needed this food they weren't entitled to because of his diabetes. A minister friend of mine translates the word gentleness in Philippians 4:5 as sweet reasonableness. Let your sweet reasonableness be evident to all. Joey certainly had that reputation. Compliant, polite, cheerful, winning. There may be times that we have a great deal of difficulty maintaining a gentle or sweet spirit during our school day. Administrators often put too much paperwork in our way. Parents can be demanding, students rude and difficult, yet God expects us to model his personality to those around us. As we prepare to protest this difficult admonition, St. Paul reminds us that we have help. The next four words say it all. The Lord is near. Oh, what a relief to know that we do not have to live this way on our own. God is near in the person of His Holy Spirit, and He waits to enable us. Therefore, when we pray and then respond to difficult situations with a sweet spirit, we can be assured that He is behind it, and He will be evident to all. And isn't that the reason for our presence in our schools? And that, my friends, was Shirley Wilson with her devotional for today called Delight. And now, my precious friends, let me remind you of this powerful promise from today, from Galatians 4, verse 6 to 7. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Oh, Abba, Father, oh, what a beautiful gift to allow us to call you such an intimate name, Lord. Thank you for your heart for us. Thank you for your desire that we be like you. Oh, gracious God, in our flesh it is not happening, but in our spirit where you live. Oh, Lord, let us be gentle-hearted today to have that reasonableness, that sweet reasonableness, that patience and kindness. Oh, it's so hard, but Lord, it's so needed. Let us be that ambassador of peace and kindness today. We praise you and thank you for the ability because you are near. We love you, Lord, and thank you for this day, this new start of this new week, and ask protection and blessings on those that we come in contact with today. We love you, we adore you, and look to you, dear Abba, in the holy name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. And now, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.